91.5 WMFO Medford.
I'm in love with the girl that I'm talking about. I'm in love with a girl I can't live without. I'm in love, but I sure pick a bad time to be in love.
building in the distance. Surrealistic sight. On Echo Beach, waves make the only sound. On Echo Beach, there's not a soul around. From 9 to 5, I have to spend my time at work. My job is very boring, I'm an office clerk. The only thing that helps me pass the time away is knowing I'll be back at Echo Beach someday.
In the morning here at WMFO Medford. Mike here with Mike and Dave. Hello, gents.
Hello.
How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I don't usually play 45s, but Echo Beach from Martha and Her Muffins. Actually, just
I don't think they were Her Muffins. I think they were The Muffins.
Oh, all right. Thanks for the correction. But, you know, that's on a 45, and I'm so used to drumming on the table here when I play things, and I got to remember I can't do that when a record's playing. I just don't play. Yeah, I know. Not if what? Go ahead. Finish your thought,
not
Brady.
A 45.
Not a 45.
No. I love hearing the crackle and the pop. I should have cleaned those records before I brought them in.
No, you shouldn't have. That's great.
Yeah.
It adds some
Time Machine quality to it.
Yeah.
That song's 40 years old. Which would make me at least 42.
Mm-hmm. At least.
At least. You know, I wanted to ask you guys, who's the most famous like musician that you've met in person, like said hello to or had a picture taken with?
Elton John.
Elton John.
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably a good story. How about you, Mo?
Well, I mean, I met Pearl Jam, some guys.
All of them?
No, just two of them.
That's cool.
Chris Robinson of the Black Rose, is he
coming? Ah.
And you're a big John Fogerty fan. You ever meet him?
I have never met him.
All right. Well, if you're out there and you want to read a little bit about people who've waited 20, 30, 40 years to meet their musical idols, I have something on my blog. It's davidgrady.blog, plugging it right here. But I've got a couple articles on there that I wrote about music over the years. And one of my favorites from about 2 years ago is people who just waited and waited forever to get selfies with their most favorite person and how much it means to them. So I'm still waiting to bump into Elvis Costello. But
it used to be that people just wanted pictures. Now they want selfies.
Right. No, autographs. Now they want selfies.
Well, didn't you sing with Squeeze?
I did sing with Squeeze, and if I tell the story again, my friends are going to just turn the radio off. Yeah, Glenn Tilbrick was doing a solo show, 10, 15, 20 years ago down in Rhode Island, and he had this shtick at the time where he would start singing a song and forget the words, and then he would say, anybody know the words? And, of course, everybody put their hand up, and he called me on stage, and I got to sing the Elvis part of From a Whisper to a Scream.
I would have freaked the hell out.
I was still freaking the hell out. My friend's like, can you stop telling that story, please?
All right. Cool story, though. All right, so let me finish saying what we played after Martha and the Muffins. The Jayhawks. Love the Jayhawks. From a record called Tomorrow, the Green Grass. It's a two-disc edition. That was called Bad Time. Oft-covered song by the Jayhawks. Great songwriters in that band. XTC, great song. From a record called English Settlement. That was Senses Working Overtime. Red Cross, REDDKROSS. Cool power pop band. From 2012, they put out a Researching the Blues CD that was Stay Away from Downtown, and started off with something really cool that Mike Maloney told me about. The band is called Inhaler, and as I mentioned at the top, what does Elijah Hewson play in that band?
Do you know? Well, he plays guitar.
Just guitar?
And he sings, yeah.
Yeah, sounded a lot like his father,
yeah,
didn't it?
Very, it'd be very strange if he didn't sing.
Yeah, it would. You have to think that would just be called We Have to Move On. Really, really cool song.
Do we have to move on?
We do, and I have some new noise now for the next set. Nice segue.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Local band called Kingdom of Love. Lead singer is our friend Linda Viennes, and the drummer is Johnny Barash. They've got a brand new single, and they gave it to me because we're buddies, and they said, play this. great song called Here For You, brand new noise at WMFO Bedford.
Doesn't know sad little girl feels so alone. I wish there was a way to make her see how beautiful she is and that she's free. Runs with a fast crowd, anything goes. She's looking for something that'll make her feel warm. Is long if you make it, but you can only make it if you can take it.
Escape, you can only Pioneer Town Bars. Talk to me. Hey, Mrs. Potter, flow with tears of blue. The clouds of overflow with tears of blue. Every drop of rain that falls reminds me of you. The windshields are blurred, I can't see through. Yes, the windshields are blurred, I can't see through. Every drop of rain that falls reminds me of you.
Yourself while you are eating. take you to a restaurant that's got glass tables. You can watch yourself while you are eating.
Have a mirror in the bathroom, Dave Grady?
I can never get into the bathroom. I have three kids.
Yeah. That's not what I asked.
Of course I have a mirror in the bathroom.
Okay, well, maybe that...
We are back in the 80s, aren't we?
Yeah. Maybe that was a... I don't know. A way for you to get something out that you want to say. No. I don't think it was. No. But anyway, that was a cool request from a friend of yours in Jersey.
Yeah, Tamar. She's listening down there in New Jersey, and she asked for that song. She wrote to me and said she was listening with her senses working overtime. Get it?
Oh, clever.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm getting some requests from some of my friends in the exotic South Shore on the other side of that bridge down there. Mm-hmm. Hope we can get to them, but we only got 22 minutes. This is more fun than I imagined.
Yeah, it just goes by so quickly.
Well, thanks for the request, Tamar.
And Peter Parcheck, just before that, a local blues guy from his latest record called Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven. That was Every Drop of Rain. Before that was Sparkle Horse. And, okay, the record was, I hate this, Viva Dixie Submarine Transmission Plot is the name of the CD.
Could you repeat that, please?
No. That was called Someday I Will Treat You Good by Sparkle Horse. Counting Crows before that from their CD called This Desert Life. That was Mrs. Potter's Lullaby. And new noise from local band Kingdom of Love started us off. New single called Here For You. Beautiful vocals from Linda Viennes on that one. Love to hear it. Okay, so we have about 26 minutes left till 11 a.m. until Something About the Women comes in. And I know it sounds weird, but for Something About the Women today, it's going to be a DJ friend of mine called Ryan D. DJ Ryan D is coming in to sit in for a female music show. But he does it all the time. This is like his 16th time. So he'll be in at 11 a.m. And I'm getting mad hand signals because I forgot again that we need to do a PSA.
Hey, do you remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature? Like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets these same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or a park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.
Take a trip to the forest, everybody.
That's creepy.
10:35 in the morning, time for more new noise. One of my favorite local bands called Six Fox Whiskey have a new record out called Naughty Air. Fantastic stuff always from them. This is called Betty. New noise at WMFO. Medford.
Betty.
Betty.
Metal buildings near and far. Workers spill from their doorway. Metal cages, coughing car. You can see it your way. Hallways, drab and dry. Betty stands out her window. Others watch as the days go by. She finds peace where the wind blows. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. 'Cause Betty is gone to Buzzard's Bay to live another day. One more chance to make it right. And Betty is gone to Buzzard's Bay to live another day. Color fades into the night.
nature's power, a baby cries, Nelson's son and his birthright, yeah. Cause Betty has gone to Buzzard's Bay to live another day, one more chance to make it right. Cause Betty has gone to Buzzard's Bay to live another day. Color fades into the night and shattered twilight. Betty has gone to Buzzard's Bay to live another day, one more chance to make it right. Betty has gone to Buzzard's Bay to live another day.
Train, I will be the vision man with light in my eyes. nothing left to say. The story's getting closer to the end. mundane, brilliant to dumb.
91.5 WMFO Bedford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
WMFO in Medford. It is Mike on the mic here for another 7 minutes or so with Dave and Mike Maloney. How you doing?
Doing great.
Good, good, good. All right, so...
Whoa, hey!
Remember I told you that CD repeats itself? I don't know how to change it.
Bed music.
That's what it does. All right, let's just keep it as bed music. That's fine. That song that started playing again was your request, Mike. A great one. Thank you. It was Concrete Blonde and True.
Thank you. It's one of the first bands I discovered as a freshman at Suffolk.
I met my wife at a Concrete Blonde show.
Did you?
1990 at the Channel.
Ooh.
Mm. The Channel.
Wednesday
now
nights.
Now we're feeling sad.
The Lemonheads, to cheer us up just before that, from the great record called It's a Shame About Ray that was Confetti. Chrissy Hynde on 45 vinyl from Pretenders 2. That was Louie Louie.
Louie Louie.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
A very good one. Waterboys, just before that, from the best of the Waterboys. That was Fisherman's Blues.
That goes out to Lisa.
Yeah. I wonder which Lisa.
She knows.
I know she does.
Simpson.
Yeah, there you go. And New Noise started off from Six Fox Whiskey. Their great new record called Naughty Air. That was Betty, who went down to Buzzards Bay. And
didn't come back.
Yeah, danced to a jazz band for
like
a while.
Charlie on the MTA.
Yeah,
<that's
right. laughs> Wonderful stuff always from Six Fox Whiskey. All right, we have some new noise from a local band called Ripe that... R.I.P.E., by the way, that Mike discovered on his mail. We're walking by and heard them.
I discovered them, yeah.
You heard them playing in the basement.
Yeah,
right?
I looked at their names on the letters and said, hey, you guys are a band.
You're supposed to play along.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to.
All right.
But those guys are great. And they're touring right now. They're in New York City. And they will be here home doing two shows at the House of Blues next weekend. I believe the second show is sold out, but there's still tickets available for the first one. And this is their brand new single. And it's... If I remember, again,
first time feeling.
You're a terrible manager, Mike.
I'm sorry. I need it written down in front of me.
New noise at WMFO, ripe and first time feeling. We'll be back with DJ Ryan D after a couple more WMFO.
Two hours, two joints, too high to drive. That's alright. I let my mind kick around the block a couple of times. 2 weeks, too good to say goodbye. Is now the time? There's something that I need to tell you. I knew I loved you, cause I said I love you too. What I felt less for than you. I knew I loved you, cause I said I love you too. What I felt less for than you. My best to simplify, to justify the way that I'm gonna do my best to get you off of my mind. Drive through the desert overnight to kill some time. There's something that I need to tell you. I knew I love you, cause I said I love you too. What I feel less for than you.
WMFO Medford, just about a minute before 11 a.m. with Mike. And thank you, Mike Maloney. Thank you, Dave Grady, so much.
Thanks for having us.
Really it's a blast again. Yeah. A blast.
Good times.
I hope so.
Good
I mean, I appreciate the everything that you wanted to play, and great show today.
You guys sounded great on the air. You should be professional DJs.
We used to be. We all met in college. That's how it goes. You know?
And we all look exactly alike. Yeah, I mean, like we did that back then.
We haven't changed a damn bit.
Since 85, 86.
Yeah. All right, so just again, that was brand new single from the band Ripe Local Music. Just a single called First Time Feeling. Thanks, Mike. That was great.
Shout out to Alston.
They're an awesome. This is such an awesome band.
They are.
I love the syncopated stuff they do. It's really good. Really good.
All kids from Berkeley, you know. They're killing it right now.
There you go. There you go. All right, so at just about 11 a.m., it's time for Something About the Women, and our favorite guy to fill in for Something About the Women is DJ Ryan D.
Hi, everybody.
What's going on?
I am honored to be here for the eighth time covering Something About the Women.
But who's counting?
Me.
Yeah.
I find it very important to count how many times, because the fact that they let me keep coming back